Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer period. If you'd like to ask a question at that time, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'll now turn it over to Mr. David Rice. You may begin.
Thank you, Jackie. I know we've got several people dialed into the call this morning, and we're still going to just hold off and wait for another minute or two to let some others dial in and join. But in the meanwhile, just wanted to introduce myself and allow my two colleagues that will be joining me on today's call to introduce themselves as well. My name is David Rice, and I'm on the Worldwide Software Group channel marketing team, and I focus more on the Tivoli storage portfolio of products and our activities that surround the storage portfolio. And with me today also are Jay Bretzman, my colleague on the Worldwide Software Group team, as well as Perry Swenson, who's the marketing manager for the Tivoli Security products. But I'll let them introduce themselves as well, and then we'll just go ahead and get started.
Hey, Dave, don't sell yourself short. I mean, I think you're known as Mr. Tivoli to just about everybody. So,
Hi,
I'm Jay Bretzman. I'm a recent addition to the Tivoli Business Partner team. I have the automation and asset management portfolio. I've spent a lot of time in IBM with the SystemX hardware team, also have done some work with the WebSphere team. So really glad to be part of Tivoli now. I think it's a great time to be selling the type of products that we produce, and I'll dive into that in great depth in about 15 minutes. Perry?
Hi, this is Perry Swenson. I'm on the Tivoli Worldwide Security Product Marketing team, and my focus area is on the security products in the identity and access management area. And we'll be talking about one of the competitive plays that you can really leverage those solutions in just a minute.
All right. Thanks, guys. And Jay, from now on, it's going to be Dr. Tivoli.
Okay, work.
All right.
Let's go on faith that we've got 100 people dialed in and launch into it.
I'm sure we do. So let's go ahead and get started. I'd just like to say good morning or good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are in the world and whether you are listening in live now or have chosen to listen to the replay of this call. Welcome to this Tivoli Think Thursday call, which is dedicated to sharing the three focus channel plays for Tivoli in Q3. And why don't you move with me to the agenda slide, and we'll take a quick look at the topics we'll be covering on today's call. I'm going to start off just with a few brief minutes talking about some of the cost buster and hot seller messaging that we've tried to entwine into our plays, and then we'll just take a quick look at some of the industry alignment and how our plays line up with the industries. And then I'll hand it off to Perry, who you just met on the call, to talk about the Tivoli security play. And there's an incentive that goes along with that play. And I'll kind of chime in at the tail end there to talk a little bit about that incentive. And then Jay will be talking to you about the Tivoli automation play. And then we'll wrap up. I'll close the call up with talking on the Tivoli storage play, or at least the presentation portion of the call. And at the end, we'll have a Q&A session, and would just like to have you kind of queue up your questions as we go along. And when we get to that part of the call, please dial or punch the right keys to get your question aired, and we'll try to answer that on the call today.
Dave, I thought that's where we asked the questions and the partners provided them.
We can try that. That'd be good to do today. but, before we get started, I'd like to preface today's call with some opening remarks on why just three plays for Tivoli and our intentions with selecting and communicating sales plays for our business partners moving forward. And over the years, we've received a lot of feedback from our sales and marketing teams in the field that there are just too many plays, and there was, you know, a lot of confusion on, you know, which plays to focus on and, you know, what were our, you know, priority plays. So starting in Q1 of last year, IBM Worldwide Software Group began to streamline and align the communication of software brand sales plays out to our own marketing teams and to our business partners around the world. And at that time, IBM decided to only focus on three plays per brand per quarter. And that is the path we've been on up through the present time. And I share that with you now because that, you know, at least in part explains, you know, how we arrived at these three plays for Tivoli in Q3. However, moving forward, Worldwide Software Group is looking at making some adjustments to this model to better align our plays, our play calendar, and our play communications with our marketing program cadence, particularly around our mid-market program and those play communications. So I think that will go a long way to help us focus even more on the right set of plays, whether it's three plays or two or four. You know, we may not necessarily be locked into that three-play model moving forward. And having said that, I also want to underscore that there are other sales plays for all of the software brands out on Partner World that are valid plays available for your use, either in addition to or in lieu of or in conjunction with these focus plays that we choose to highlight in any given quarter. So with that as a preface to our discussion today, let's move to the next slide, please. And this is the slide on the titled Alignment to Cost Busters and Hot Sellers Messaging. And during these times of economic downturn, businesses are looking for the best use of their IT spend to cut costs and maximize their return on investment. First, businesses are focusing on value, and that is to say they need to find ways to do more with less, which no doubt includes cutbacks in IT spending, but also means looking at how IT assets that are perhaps underutilized can be repurposed or reprovisioned to handle new workloads. Businesses also want to be able to provide value to their customers, so making the right IT choices can help them to provide and manage the services they offer to their customers. And businesses are also looking at their relationships with their suppliers, their partners, and their customers to ensure their supply chain is operating efficiently and are able to meet their service level commitments. Secondly, businesses want to take advantage of opportunities such as capturing market share, exploiting weaknesses in the competition, building new capabilities, and increasing their ability to adapt to changing trends in the marketplace, or perhaps finding new ways to address the needs of a given industry. The third column on this chart indicates that businesses also need to be able to act with speed while mitigating risk and managing business performance. Businesses are looking for IT solutions that will help them achieve and maintain a leadership role, as well as manage change by giving them the information they need at the right time to take action. So, in each of our focus sales plays, we have included messaging that fits one or more of these three cost buster or hot seller messaging categories by indicating a one, a two, or a three on the first slide of each play. So look for and leverage these messages as you use these sales plays in your campaign and tactic planning. Moving to the next slide, let's take a brief look at how these plays map to industries. And the table on this chart provides a snapshot view of which industries are the primary targets for each of the three Tivoli sales plays. A couple of things worth noting on this slide. One is that all three of these plays are truly cross-industry plays. They, you know, managing your IT resources, applies to really any business. And But we have noted the key industries for each of the plays where we see the most need and greatest success in selling. I also want to point out that all three of these plays align with the energy and utilities industry. And that's because President Obama called me a couple weeks ago and asked me to make sure that Tivoli was doing its part to help support cleanup efforts down on the Gulf Coast. And if you believe that, I've got a lot more than Tivoli software I'd like to sell you. And on that fine note, I'd like to pass the controls over to my colleague in security, Barry Swenson, to talk about the security play. Barry?
Thanks, Dave. Let's move ahead then to slide 6 to learn about the Sun Oracle competitive security sales play. This slide describes the customer pain points and business benefits that customers can realize by implementing IBM security solutions for identity and access management. Unauthorized user access and noncompliance to regulations can result in huge costs to a company, whether that's the time they're spending detecting and fixing a security breach or perhaps a huge fine. Listen for these pain points as you talk to your customers, and you'll have a great opening to explain the benefits of the IBM security solutions. Let's advance then to slide 7 for a summary of the play. This security play launched in the second quarter and will be our focus for security throughout the remainder of the year. This play is targeted at GB large enterprise and can also reach into the upper end of the mid-market space. It directly fits with IBM Smarter Planet and Dynamic Infrastructure Messages, and also aligns with IBM marketing efforts around the Managing Risk marketing program. With Oracle's recent acquisition of Sun Microsystems, many Sun customers are concerned because Oracle has announced that the Sun Identity and Access Management portfolio will be discontinued. And, of course, they'll be asked to migrate to Oracle solutions. Sun customers are uncertain of how long Oracle will continue to support their Sun products, what levels of service they can expect, or if Oracle will raise licensing and maintenance costs. Your call to action is to let your Sun customers know that they have a better option to consider than migrating to an Oracle portfolio that has gaps, like no security information and event management capabilities. You have a great opportunity to promote IBM's proven identity and access assurance solution. This IBM solution provides efficient and compliant access for the right people to the right resources at the right time. It can help your customers address compliance requirements, reduce operational costs, and support their growth initiatives. And IBM is the worldwide identity and access management security software revenue leader. The IBM Identity and Access Assurance solution is part of the broader IBM security portfolio that addresses all five security focus areas. So as your customers' security requirements grow, you can continue to address them with IBM solutions. And you can also highlight the value of running the IBM solution on Power 7 to minimize complexity, improve energy efficiency, and also scale to meet critical workload requirements. The target decision maker for this play is the CIO, but also leverage solution influencers like chief compliance officers, IT operations, and line of business personnel to help you close the deal. We also have some great SVI incentives that we'll talk about in more detail in just a few minutes. So let's move ahead then to slide 8. Not only is IBM the market leader for identity and access management, but last week we also announced new versions of our Tivoli Access Manager family. And don't forget that we just had a new release of the Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On at the end of last year. These announcements provide you with a great opportunity to grow revenue from your install base by cross-selling additional security solutions or by addressing new use cases. In addition, we're now in an even stronger competitive leadership position versus Oracle. On the lower portion of the slide, you can see the three access management customer scenarios that we're typically hearing about. The need to provide secure access to new service delivery platforms like cloud and SOA, the need for secure access in complex portal and web application environments, and the need to protect access to critical data. If your customers are talking about any of these scenarios, then you have a really good opportunity because our new Access Family capabilities directly support these customer initiatives. You and your customers can learn more by accessing the web link that's on the bottom of the slide. Let's go ahead then and advance to slide 9. This slide provides a high-level summary of some of the release highlights. The new version of Tivoli Access Manager for eBusiness can help customers realize value faster with new out-of-the-box integration support. And Tivoli Federated Identity Manager has new B2C user self-service capabilities so that you can reduce your costs for service desk support for user enrollment, validation, and password change and reset. Tivoli Security Policy Manager enhancements can reduce the risk of deploying inconsistent access control policies, while protecting access to sensitive data. Let's move ahead then to slide 10. We have some exciting new deliverables that you can use in your marketing campaigns. Please be sure to think through how you can use these in a series to support your multi-touch tactics, so you can continue to progress your opportunities. In the upper left corner is the buyer's guide. This is a great way to establish the buying criteria using detailed checklists that highlight IBM's strengths while pointing out areas of weakness in competitive solutions such as Oracle's. In the lower left corner are new solution briefs. We've created one for each of the three customer scenarios that we talked about earlier, cloud and SOA, portal and web, and data protection. Then in the upper right, we have an outstanding new white paper from EMA on Secure by Design, along with the external access rights to the Gartner and IDC reports. Then in the white paper section, the first white paper talks about the three customer initiatives, and the second white paper has some tremendous ROI examples from our customer references. And then the data sheets are all new to support the new announcements. So when you think about this play, the Sun install base is concerned, and rightly so, and they have to migrate to a new solution. Now is a great time to talk to your Sun customers about migrating to the market-leading IBM Identity and Access Assurance solution. At this time, I'll turn it back over to Dave so he can describe that software value incentive. Dave?
Great. Thanks, Perry. I'm now on page 11, or it's the slide that should be titled up to double 2X SVI incentive quick reference guide. There is a business partner incentive for the security play that Perry just talked about, and this incentive allows business partners to get up to double, or we refer to as 2X SVI credit, on a valid competitive replacement deal. This slide outlines the steps that a business partner needs to take in order to take advantage of this incentive. Basically, the way it works is, first, a business partner identifies an opportunity and is interested in the incentive. Then they go to the incentive website to learn more about the offer, the 2X SVI incentive offer. And there on that site, there's a click here link that takes you to more details, including a form that you need to fill out, which is kind of the key to the getting your foot in the door with the incentive. It's the equivalency form, and also the list of eligible products, which would be key for you to know what those Sun and Oracle products are that are eligible for this competitive replacement. And then number 4 on the list here is business partners complete this equivalency form, and it needs to get attached to their opportunity in GPP. And then lastly, number 5, an IBM business partner rep will forward that equivalency form to a Tivoli rep to validate that the opportunity qualifies for that 2X SVI incentive. So when validated, the IBM rep will authorize that business partner to access a secure space on PartnerWorld where they'll be able to get to and, you know, leverage additional competitive resources to help them win that deal. And I've included a link at the bottom of this slide to another Think Thursday call that happened on the 29th of April that describes this IBM software group incentive in more detail. But basically, those steps are kind of the gist of it. So moving to the next slide, there's also a distributor component to this incentive. So for any of you on the call from one of our VADs, I'd like to briefly touch on what it is and what it is not. The up to double SVI counts towards the VAD's SVI quota, but is not an SVI payment to the VAD. The payment is to the business partner, and the VAD can count, you know, that up to 2X towards their SVI target attainment. There's additional guidance available for VADs out on the VAD portal on PartnerWorld, such as competitive recruit resources and use of VAD MDF co-marketing funds for competitive recruitment. There's a link at the bottom of this slide where you can find out more about the VAD component in the breaking news section on the VAD portal on PartnerWorld. So moving to the next slide, some additional resources here. This final slide on the 2X SVI incentive serves as a cheat sheet to the websites and deliverables you'll want to use to participate. In particular, the incentive website, and that's where you'll find the equivalency form and the product list, or you can link directly to these deliverables using the hypertext links on this slide. And now I'll hand the microphone over to Jay Bretzman to talk about the Tivoli automation play. Jay?
Great. Thanks, Dave. Hey, I'm on slide 14. Moving quickly to slide 15. I'm really excited about this play because I think the opportunity is right for this time, you know, in the market. We're pretty much emerging from what was a, you know, economic recession and entering a new period of growth. And I think during the recession, people really changed the way they thought about IT, the way they acquired IT, right? So I think that we're never going back to the old sort of approach where, you know, it was really the CIO making long-term strategic, the goodness of the architecture, all that kind of stuff. It's more the short-term, you know, appeal to the CFO. I need to add this project. Yes, it's going to help the business, and here's how, and we're going to get a quicker ROI. It's not a boil the ocean type of approach, right? That's at least what I've heard a lot from partners I've talked to and from, you know, research reports I've read and things like that. One of the other things that really factors into this is the whole aspect of virtualization. You know, it depends on where you go for the information, but some people say that only about 30% of the environments out there are virtualized today. I think that that is a worldwide statement, and you'd actually find a much higher percentage sort of in the United States. It's a little ahead of the leading curve. Certainly, you know, United Kingdom, stuff like that would be probably a little bit ahead of that as well. But what virtualization did, and it's not new, by the way, right? It's been done on the mainframe for 30-some-odd years. And if you're not, you know, 90% utilized in a mainframe environment, you're fired, right? It's the type of thing where you want to use the resources you buy, and you don't want to buy more than you need. But when it came to sort of the Windows environment, the x86 world, people used to say, you know what, this isn't quite the same robustness in terms of the platform software. I'm just going to put one application on one server, and then I'll let that, you know, perform at whatever level. These servers aren't that expensive to begin with, and, you know, that's the way we'll deploy from here on out. What that led to was, you know, one, a proliferation of servers, and two, a huge consumption of stuff like electrical power and power and floor space and things of that nature, all of which got really reevaluated in the last couple of years. And so there were a lot of server consolidation things going on that put, you know, several applications on the same server. Now, if you were a customer that was kind of doing manual tools to try and monitor how the servers and the network is performing, you really need to change that. You need to develop and to acquire and, you know, deploy some automation technology. And, you know, that's exactly what the Tivoli products are for. We've got enterprise solutions that will work in as big an environment as your customer might have. And we have these new appliance approaches, which are essentially skinny-down versions of the same technology, the same robust code, but it's made for the mid-market. It's made for environments that don't have a lot of IT resources, that can't wait a whole lot of time, and, you know, need to leverage things like best practices and whatever. So that, I think, is why there's never been a better time for selling these types of solutions. And what you want to do is have these conversations with your customers about, you know, are they effectively managing their IT resources, or are they taking their labor and using it to go out there and figure out in a very manual fashion how things are performing, and hoping that they're hitting the type of service levels that they've promised their customers. Let's move to slide 16. Here's kind of the real description and all the goodness of the play. It is, IT service management stuff, all the primary products there, Tivoli monitoring, composite application monitoring, the resource manager, and then the foundation's appliances. The description is that, you know, the companies have taken a long, hard look at their environments, right? We just kind of went through that. This is the way to approach them. You want to ask your customers about their comfort levels with their current environment. Say, you know, do they know which applications are hosted where? How many users are supported, and what level of service responsiveness are they experiencing? What's the utilization level of the deployed servers, and which ones are close to being overloaded? Are these the type of things that your typical customer can answer for you? If not, then we've got this great solution to help them see exactly that. Now, the type of solution you can choose, as I mentioned earlier, depends upon the size of the environment and the amount of monitoring or management they need to do, right? The appliances versions are really for customers. You know, I say more than 25 servers, you might be starting the conversation off with the enterprise products. You might need to back off to the appliance offerings when the customer says, yeah, but that's, you know, too big of an investment, or I don't have the staff time to do that. The appliances will manage up to 150 entities, or, you know, the servers, network switches, all those kind of things. So it's it can deal with pretty large environments as well. The type of target companies we're looking at, you know, can be of any size. Of course, the enterprise products will appeal to the large enterprise companies. The mid-market will be much better served by the appliances. Look for about a 4 to 6 month selling cycle with a large enterprise customer. You know, you typically are going to sell them multiple solutions. You'll sell them the monitoring, the discovery, the application management, things like that. With the appliances, you sell them one solution. It's a hardware-software combined device. In fact, you guys put it together and then deliver it to your customer's environment. The actual installation time can be, you know, as little as an hour. If you've ever done it once before, it's pretty straightforward stuff. First time may take a little bit more. The enterprise products take a little longer to install, of course. Now, the average sale size on an enterprise solution is probably in the $40,000 and up type range, right? So it's not a huge sum of money. It's not several hundred thousand, but it is not something that people probably have lying around unused in their IT budgets. The appliance solution is a little bit less, all depending upon, you know, what's being monitored and managed out there. But we think the average deal is about $25,000. We think the sales cycle is as little as 8 weeks on this one. Right? So if you run a campaign and we've got all kinds of assets to help you do that, you turn over some interest, you can get in, do a demonstration with them, and then try and get the solution in their shop so they can see for themselves how easy it is to install and use. One of the other things that really goes along with this is the services, right? So the enterprise products are going to pull a lot more services along with them. It's going to be a multiple-day installation to begin with, and then you're going to start configuration and fine-tuning and things like that. Large customers are going to need, want, and appreciate that type of services, and that should be good for your bottom line as well. Mid-market customers are probably going to need a little bit of hand-holding. Maybe you need to stop by once or twice and make sure that they're utilizing the features and really seeing the value of the solution. But other than that, there won't be a big 2 to 3X multiple in the services revenue associated with them. But what it can do is get your foot in the door of a new account. Say you're a Tivoli storage reseller right now, and you want to try and expand your business. Well, one of the easiest things to do would be to look at the Tivoli Foundation's Application Manager solution. We think that's the lead with offering, and help introduce that to some of your storage customers and beginning asking those questions about what's their environment like. Do they understand how things are performing? Where would they put the next application if they had to, and they had no budget to acquire new IT equipment? These are all the sorts of things that we can help them with. The Tivoli Foundation Service Manager is a cross-sell opportunity, a follow-on opportunity. That helps them really automate the way that, you provide IT services out to the end users. And there's a great self-help feature on there. The demos are really cool. If you get a chance, go to the Foundation's websites, there's several of them, and look at the demo features. Customers can actually watch videos of people fixing simple problems on their desktop environment, right? Like they're running out of virtual memory or any kind of thing like that. A couple of links down there for some of the sales kits, and there's a key link at the bottom that'll lead you to the trade tools for time play all by itself. Last thing, slide 17, just wanted to talk about, how do I get started? You kind of pick a few assets and you pick an approach. Say you want to do a webcast, right? You probably want to figure out what material you would present on that webcast. We have links there. Each one of these pictures here is a link. You can click on it, follow it, take a look at what we have. Eventually, you're going to be presenting to customers either through a webcast or through an event. So there's several presentations for you to choose from. And there's several leave behind, some white papers, some analysis, of course, data sheets, and things of that nature. If you want to do an event, the bottom approach even has the campaign in a box solution for the Tivoli appliances. And that provides you with, email scripts and poster designs and things like that that you can customize to say, down in room such and such, follow the signs to where we are. And then use the same sort of materials you do in the webcast, the presentations and the white papers and things of that nature. So I hope that quick run-through has given you some information to work with. You should find a great opportunity out there. You should find people that are somewhat uneasy with, the changes that have happened in the last couple of years and the fact that they are doing more with less, and those resources are really more critical than they've ever been in the past. And, of course, it also gives them a chance to do even further cost reductions, getting back to our whole cost-buster type analysis. All righty, I'll be around for questions afterwards. Back to you, Dave.
Wow, Jay, that was awesome.
I had 3 cups of coffee. Could you tell?
Yeah. You were pumped, bro. I think I'm going to have to pass the notoriety of Dr. Tivoli over to you. All right. Well, let's move to page 19, and I'd like to share with you a little bit about data reduction and storage management transformation. Many customers continue to struggle with managing the tidal wave of data and controlling storage costs due to exponential data growth. I mean, all of our applications that we have are producing more and more data. It's just something that just continues to grow, as we said, exponentially. And these customers are looking to reduce costs, manage their risk, and improve their services related to data availability. And at the same time, and especially in today's economic downturn, these businesses need to maximize their storage ROI. And the data reduction and storage management transformation play represents a huge opportunity for customers to control costs and get fast ROI. Via the link at the bottom of this slide, you can also offer attractive financing. By the way, this link doesn't apply just to the storage play here, but any of our IBM software plays. You can leverage this financing for your customers' limited IT budgets and speed the deal to close. Let's move to the next slide, and this is the nitty-gritty of the play. As has been the focus in the first half of 2010, the focus play for storage in Q3 continues to be the data reduction and storage management transformation play. And this play aligns directly with IBM's dynamic infrastructure initiative and our marketing program framework. This play features 5 entry points, which can be done in any order, giving you the flexibility to choose the one that best represents your customer's immediate need or pain. The other steps can be used as guidance to your customer to either grow the deal or put plans in place for future data reduction and storage management projects. These 5 entry points are number 1, get control of your data. And that really focuses on our TPC for data, or Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for data product. Number 2 is get rid of unneeded data. And that really encompasses several products, TSM6, our hierarchical storage manager or space management products, as well as information archive and the protect tier solutions. Number 3, virtualize the existing storage in SAN environment. And that's really a combination of our SAN volume controller and Tivoli Productivity Center, SVC or TPC products. Number 4, leverage higher availability for active data. And this is using the snapshot technology in the new IBM Storage Flash Copy Manager, and also leverages the copy services with by using TPC for replication. And then lastly, number 5, protect your data. And that's really, again, a combination of several products, TSM6, TSM Fastback, and our CDPS Express solution, or Comprehensive Data Protection Solution Express. These 5 entry points are described in more detail on the web version of the play on PartnerWorld, but the 2 entry points we're highlighting in Q3 are, number 1, virtualize existing storage and SAN environment. You heard Jay talk a little bit about virtualization, and that's something that's kind of a focus area for us in the second half of 2010. And then number 2, also leveraging the higher availability for active data. So first, let's talk about the virtualization entry point. In April, IBM announced Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for Disk Mid-Range Edition, or our, being famous for acronyms, our TPC for Disk MRE product, which is designed to help reduce the complexity of managing IBM system storage, DS3000, DS4000, and DS5000 devices. This new offering provides customers the equivalent features and functions of TPC for Disk, our enterprise offering, at a fraction of the cost, up to 80% off the list price. This is even more attractive to customers that want to virtualize their mid-range storage device using SAN Volume Controller Entry Edition, or SVCEE. TPC for Disk MRE is a great adjacency sale to upsell to these SVCEE customers, or Entry Edition customers. Now, moving to the higher availability entry point, IBM has recently introduced a more advanced data protection solution for customers that need even faster backup and restore of application data. IBM Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager uses advanced IBM storage hardware snapshot technology to provide near-instant application-aware snapshot backups of IBM DB2, Oracle, SAP, Microsoft SQL Server, and Microsoft Exchange, and improves application availability and service levels through high-performance near-instant restore capabilities. So bottom line, it helps reduce downtime and improves the protection and recoverability of business-critical application data that is stored on our IBM system storage devices from our, the DS3000 all the way up through the DS8000 product lines, and as well as IBM SAN volume controller and the IBM XIV storage system. So now you have a reason to go back into all of your IBM storage hardware and software accounts and upsell higher application data availability with faster, more advanced data protection and restore capability to your existing customers. Further, when Flash Copy Manager is coupled with IBM Tivoli Storage Manager, customers can leverage a broad range of advanced data protection and data reduction capabilities, such as data deduplication, progressive incremental backup, hierarchical storage management, or HSM, and centrally managed policy-based administration. Target audience is customers with large data centers who are struggling with managing their data in a complex enterprise. Sellers should sell to an IT audience, typically CTOs and IT directors, but also include influencers such as system administrators, storage administrators, and data managers. Average deal sizes can range from, 50K up to 100K or more with multiple entry points. And larger deals of 150K and larger are attainable with a total transformation project. The sales cycle is typically 60 to 90 days for a targeted entry point project. A link to the sales play is at the bottom of the slide, at the bottom of the table there. And I highly recommend using the sales and marketing guidance link on this slide, as well as the details tab on the web version of the play to help build your plans for prospecting and progressing opportunities in 2010. And now, moving to the last slide, before I talk to this final slide of the presentation portion of today's call, I'd like to invite you to get your questions ready, queue them up for the Q&A session, and just a few comments on this last slide. I'd encourage you to use the wealth of internet marketing tools to bolster your lead generation capability and leverage your co-marketing budgets you may be eligible for. Highlighted here are just a few examples, including the new lead generation capabilities of the web content syndication. If you're not syndicating web content from our Tivoli site today, that's something you really encourage you to look into, as well as the recently refreshed Grow Your Business tool and use of the IBM Innovation Centers that are available and free for business partners to use. And also on this slide, a multi-touch webcast tactic is shown at the bottom. So these are just a couple of examples of how you can create a multi-touch tactic by stringing together some of the assets available to you in this play. And now, I'll turn the controls back over to Jackie, our host for today's call, for any closing comments and open the lines up for our Q&A session.
Certainly. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star then 1. To withdraw your question is star then 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please dial star then 1 at this time. And I have no questions.
Ah, all right. Well, perhaps we were just extremely clear and precise in our communication of our Q3 sales play, so kudos to our speakers on the call today.
That's what I'm putting down in my notes.
That's it. That's it. That's going in my PBCs, that's for sure.
Well, we wrap up with a quick thanks for spending time with us today, or, you know, whenever you find time, if you're listening on a replay. Really appreciate all opportunities to, you know, communicate with our business partners. Give us some feedback. Tell us, you know, if these plays are helpful. What assets are the best ones that that we produce? You know, can you find the resources easily enough? Any of those things would be great. If you want to send them to us, we've got the email contacts in the front of this deck. And other than that, hope you have a great afternoon, evening, or rest of your morning.
Great. Thanks, Jay. I just want to underscore those comments. And, Jackie, I guess we can conclude the call.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.